News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear a little bit of Kenny Loggins, a little highway to the danger zone, you know what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Red, White, and Blues Air Show, all happening this week. And the people that behind the scenes that are organizing it all are their friends at the Santa Rosa Island Authority. I have our experts this morning in the studio, Robbie Schrock, who throughout the year is the Director of Administration there at the Island Authority. And she's the Blue Angels, Navy Blue Angels liaison. And we're going to get into this in a minute. But how many years have you been doing this?
In August, I will celebrate 17 years with the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Girl.
Do I have any grays? Do you see any?
Yeah, I know. If anybody knows how the Blue Angels show is done, this is the woman. And with her is AJ Powell. AJ is, throughout the year, the events coordinator for Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's not like y'all have anything going on out there during the year. And he coordinates all of that. But in this particular event, this is a big title, Ground Operations.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot going on in the air, but there's a lot going on the ground, too. So thank you both. I know this is a busy week, so I'm super excited you could come in this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Okay, what do we need to know? For some folks, maybe driving down today. We don't even know what are they talking about? What's this Blue Angels?
Wow. Yeah, well, if they don't know, they are in for a treat. Well, we are so, so excited to kick off Circle and Arrivals, which most of the listeners probably know as Breakfast with the Blues, tomorrow morning as early as 7:30 a.m. And it's just such a great feel-good event.
Mm-hmm.
In a regular air show, this is where the Blue Angels would come and they would familiarize themselves with the area.
Right.
The town that they are flying in. I hope they're semi-familiar with Pensacola Beach.
I think they might be. I mean, this is kind of when they put the buoys out. I call it like in the theater, it's a tech dress rehearsal.
Yes, that's correct.
The tech
and
I mean,
you know, our partners with the U.S. Coast Guard, this is when they are checking the coordinates for the center point and crowd right vessels. And so tomorrow is a very, very important day. They make sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good day for locals to come out because it typically, you know, now that we're announcing it, but typically isn't as crowded as Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Wednesday Circle and Arrivals, you can find parking much easier than heading into the weekend. So mm-hmm. we suggest coming out tomorrow if you don't want to fight the crowds this weekend. But of course, it's a great show every day.
Okay, what's next?
All right, then we move on to Thursday, and Thursday is the Blue Angels dress rehearsal. So they will be practicing their full show overhead at 2:00. Of course, that's all weather dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another fabulous opportunity to come out middle of the week. Maybe those people are still having to, you know, be at work, et cetera. However, it has gotten extremely, extremely busy as well. So again, I mean, you know, you'll hear us throughout the course of the weekend say, pack your patience,
yes.
Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
That's the message.
But I mean, it's just, you know, come, everyone is, it's Christmas in July.
Big time. It really, really is. And it's just a fabulous event. And especially when you can come out on Thursday, it's always a lot of fun. The Blue Angels will be there. And for folks that don't know, this is the demonstration team for the Navy. They're based out of NAS Pensacola. So the homecoming show technically is November, but quite frankly, I feel like this is kind of the homecoming show when they come to the beach.
Yes, it's such a fun. I mean, I tell everyone, I'm like, if you have never been to the Pensacola Beach Air Show, I truly do not think that there's anything else like it in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the largest beach party with a few jets overhead.
Yeah, just a few. Well, there's so many things I want to ask you about. And of course, we've been talking about the demonstration team, and they fly right on the coast there, right off the beach on Casino Beach. But you also have on Friday and Saturday a little bit more to it.
Yes. So, well, first of all, I would like to give a shout out to the Blue Angels as they celebrated their 80th anniversary. And so that is a huge, huge deal.
Yes.
On top of America's 250th. So we're definitely leaning into that. And it's going to be the largest, bigger, and better show that you have ever seen.
I love it.
And so, yeah, we're starting super early on both Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot of activity in the sky pre-waiver. So what that means is you'll see a lot of people like the Sheldon Heathertons of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also see the U.S. Coast Guard SAR do a demonstration, which is really, really awesome, where they drop the individual into the water.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've seen that before.
So awesome.
Okay.
And so all of that will be happening prior to when we actually clear the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll start seeing, though, the actual flag jump with the Red Bull Air Force in the sky about 10:45.
Now, they land on the beach, right?
They do.
Tell us about that, because
yeah.
Every time I watch that, I'm going, oh, my gosh, look at that. It's amazing to me.
You never know where they're going to land, but
right?
We do. The landing zone is right south of the public safety building.
Okay.
So if you're right there at Show Center, you will absolutely be able to see them touch down.
And where is Show Center?
Show Center is right under the iconic beach ball tower.
Okay.
Right there at the Casino Beach parking lot.
Okay. And it is Tuesday, so
I know.
Bands on the beach.
I was going to say, this is the way to kick off the Eagle Angels Week tonight,
yes,
right?
So Bands on the Beach, the Gulfside Pavilion, that's all considered Show Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you should Google Luke Aiken.
Sounds like a blast.
Yes.
I heard a promo
and
this morning
so
for it. Yeah.
He is someone, if you recall a couple of years ago, that tried to jump and swap planes midair.
What?
He was that guy.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So you just
so
just
he's
Google
performing
him.
Now too.
And so I mean AJ and I are always holding our breath like, oh, where are they going? That's not anywhere near the landing zone.
Right.
And then sure enough, somehow
they pull it off every time.
Wow. Okay. So the Vans on the Beach is tonight, 7 o'clock?
Yes, 7 o'clock. So that really, really just kicks off. You know, we had our final brief for the Blue Angels yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Bands on the Beach. And then tomorrow, I mean, it's just a party every single day.
Sounds like fun to me. So some of the things to be aware of, though, that are real important that you were mentioning to me before we went on the air. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, talking with our friends at Santa Rosa On Authority about the Blue, Red, White, and Blues air show this week. If you've got a question or a comment, they are the experts. Feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. But you were talking a little bit about some of the do's and don'ts. And one of the big don'ts that we're hearing a lot this year, tell us about drones and kites.
Yeah, no drones and kites are allowed within a 5-mile radius of the airspace during the show.
That really is important.
Very important. Like, it can stop the show, essentially. The
mm-hmm.
air boss does not want them inside the airspace. Like, it creates such a safety hazard to the show itself.
So do not do that.
No drones,
do not
no
be
kites.
That girl or guy.
No. Okay, so I'm going to make that very clear. Probably don't want to bring pets, correct?
It's not a time for Fido. It's very, very warm out there.
They're loud. And the shows are loud. So
the
dogs,
can,
even
loud.
At the dog parks, they could get
it's
spooked.
It's warm. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people. I think that they would have much more fun at home.
Okay. So you have all these different the flight demonstrations. You've got the civilian access, we like to call them. So can you give us a sense of what people can expect as they come out, what they need to do, they get their spot? What are some maybe some insider tips that you can give them?
Well, I like to tell everyone that if you are anywhere near what we call Show Center during this week, come and visit the Pensacola Beach Chamber Market vendors. They have some incredible, incredible people up there. There's some snacks, some food, some permanent.
We just had them talking about all of that.
Wonderful. Okay. And I mean, you know, I'm already planning out what color braids I'm getting by the braid girl.
I know. Every year. It's a
tradition. AJ, I have a picture. You know, it was like by Saturday, he's sitting in the chair with an IV in his arm.
Yeah. Was at the IV station. Yeah.
Got his,
everything. So, and you can find out all about that. And now on Santa Rosa On Authority, you have a website, correct? If people want to know the schedule, where can they go?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is on visitpensacolabeach.com, and that is our Facebook page as well, Visit Pensacola Beach. We will post all the need to know
Okay, and one of the things to know is we will be broadcasting live here on Saturday. We'll do the Friday show at 2 o'clock, and then Saturday we'll be here from 10 o'clock until the end of the show. So we'll be carrying the narration, which is pretty cool. Can you talk a little bit about how that works? Because it's not like you're just sitting out there and then they fly up. There's a whole show.
That's right, and that's why I tell people either tune in to the broadcast that's live or try to make it to show center where mm-hmm. you can hear.
Right.
Because the narration is just spectacular. Mm-hmm. This year we've brought in Luke Carrico, and he is a professional. This is what he flies around the country and does somewhere upwards of 30 shows,
wow.
30 air shows a year all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's spectacular, followed by number 7 and his narration. That's his job.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's
so
pretty,
he's an actual pilot, part of the team.
He's one of the officers.
Okay.
Yes. And, I mean, it's incredible. Sometimes he'll be way up high in the scissor lifts, and sometimes, you know, he'll have his microphone and he's walking around and he's, you know, prepared to say this speech that I would definitely forget.
Right.
But I guess that's why I'm not number 7 Blue Angel pilot.
Right.
But I mean, it's truly spectacular. And mm-hmm. just hearing the narration and the soundtracks with the jets in the sky, I cannot stress how cool that is.
It's amazing, and I think that we talked a bit about it. We had our friends from the Pensacola Beach Chamber on just before you, and the thing that I love about it is it's such a family event. I love being there, and I'm at the visitor center, and I could see people dragging the kids and the grandkids and everybody. I mean, you can bring coolers. You can bring, like, small tarps or could be, you know, have a little bit of shade or umbrellas. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, as my friends and I, mom friends, were planning out, what are your kids doing this summer? Where are your kids going? You know, because a lot of us are working mothers. And I said, well, the one week that I will not have my children in any camps, they're not allowed to be out of town, is their show week.
Right.
I want to instill this show in them like so many locals, you know, grow up watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's just truly something special about it. And, I mean, they know nothing else. And I just saw Jessica with her kids and all their Blue Angel gear on.
They were here.
They are so excited. And, I mean, it is. I mean, AJ and I were on the beach yesterday with number 7. And we were marking the comm card with Kent's tents. And there were this little brother and sister that were just in awe.
Aww.
And it's the flight suit, right?
Yeah, it's just cool.
And, I mean, we're just like, do you want to get a picture? And
aww,
it's like,
soaked that moment in.
That's
like
awesome.
Like we said, you'll have to go look at that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we get time to take it a little bit for granted, having been doing it 17 years.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. Well, let me ask this question. Someone just texted in a question wanting to know, can you go out on the pier during the show?
So you are allowed onto the pier up to the water's edge.
Ah, okay.
So due to the FAA and safety restrictions, no one is allowed past the water's edge.
Okay, then I got another question. If I wanted to come to this Saturday show, I've never gone before, how do I get there? Where do I park?
Oh, gosh, come straight.
This is a loaded question now.
Go ahead and pack your car and head there now.
Okay. get started. Stay after Ben's on the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah, but maybe give some people some tips, because obviously there is some issues with parking, but
yeah,
what would
absolutely.
You recommend
we
for
We have very
folks?
Limited parking due to it being a barrier island. Saturday last year, it filled up before 4 a.m.
That's
so
what I
you
heard.
You just have to get there early. But this year we are running our free trolley service, which is an extreme help if you cannot get there early enough at Show Center. So Friday we have the trolleys starting at 7:30 a.m. We have our three open air trolleys, and they're doing their service all the way from Park West to Park East.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you can get down to Park East, hop on the trolley, get to Show Center, watch the show, and then get back to your car by 6 p.m.
So
on the free service.
I was thinking if I went to the Navarre entrance, drove down, parked at Park East, and then took the trolley.
Meg, you're letting out your secret. Coming in the back way and just hopping on the shuttle?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Just hopping on that trolley and
yes.
taking advantage of that.
So that's Friday. And then Saturday, we have trolley services starting at 6:30 a.m., so
okay.
a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of the three trolleys, we have four buses. So we have plenty of seats
oh,
to
do
get
have
you
buses.
To where you
okay.
need to be. Yes.
Okay, that's helpful to
yes,
know, too.
Yes, and thank you to our partners at ECAT for those additional buses and the extra additional extended trolley service hours. So we appreciate their support.
Well, that's great because that really does help a lot. For someone that's never been before and they're coming here for the first time, what are some of your tips? You'd mentioned about the water, but you can bring your own cooler out, correct? And you can kind of take care of yourself that way?
Absolutely. You know, you can come set up your beach chair and your whole stuff for the day. So you can have your chairs, your umbrella, your shade, which you need all of that. Mm-hmm. Or there are preset beach service vendors out there. So if you don't want to do that, feel free to stop by one of our beach vendors and you know, you can purchase and rent a chair for the day.
And by the way, if you're going to be out there at 6 a.m. and you have the day to, you know, to spend some time, all the restaurants are open.
All of them are open.
The restaurants
hours.
Are open. They're all ready for you. You could just get your spot and then go across the way, and you could have some of the restaurants even on the boardwalk would be open.
Oh, absolutely. All, you know, so. And they have specials and all of the things, and they would love to see you. And if you haven't gotten your apparel, there's so much Blue Angel merchandise being sold, especially on the boardwalk I've seen recently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and just know that you can be in the water up until showtime.
Okay.
And that's very, very important to cool down, to make sure, you know, you're hydrating and all of that. Now, when the show does begin, we do not allow anyone in the water for mm-hmm. safety concerns and safety reasons.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. And then we will, after the civilian acts, give you a break. So I think there's about a 15-minute break built into the schedule. And then you will be able to cool off yet again before the 45-minute Blue Angel show.
Perfect. So then after the show, will they open it up again?
Absolutely. And then, you know, we tell people, don't rush off the beach.
I mean, there will
be
swimming.
Yeah, there will be a lot of people, a lot of traffic for hours on end, quite frankly. But don't be in a rush. Plan the day. The show's going to be over around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just enjoy sunset out there. Like you
yes.
said, go to the restaurant, get you something to eat, fuel up before you head home.
Well, and I'd say stop by the visitor center and you can get all of the different information there about all the different places to go. They will be open. They're going to have a hydration station there, and that's real important. And I believe is it the Quench Buggy? Is that?
Yes, we're going to have the Quench Buggy.
Which is free water.
Right there at Show Center again.
Mm-hmm.
Free water. So definitely stop by and, you know, say thank you for coming out
yeah.
here and for the free water.
And are there going to be porta potties and things like that too?
Oh, you know it.
I'm just getting down to the details.
Yes, yes. Bring your hand sanitizer.
Yes.
No, but yes, of course we'll have additional, you know, options for that. We'll have the public bathrooms right there at Show Center. Public safety building will be open, and we'll be getting serviced regularly by our friends at Escambia County Public Works. And I mean, man, those women and men put in some hours.
They're amazing.
Kudos they truly to them. Are. I mean, there's so many. Yes, AJ and I get to do a lot of the fun stuff, but I mean, the amount of hours and the different agencies that go into putting on this show
mm-hmm.
is truly incredible. Everyone at Escambia County Public Safety, their PIO, Visit Pensacola, mm-hmm. the Chamber partners, our sponsors. We couldn't do it without all of them.
Oh, no question.
And so we are just so grateful for all of our partners and for the long hours. It's truly a labor of love, but like, how amazing is it that we get to go and work and do some of the behind-the-scenes stuff?
It's a lot of fun.
It truly is.
850-437-1620. If you've got a question for Robbie or AJ with Santa Rosa Island Authority, they are really, I would say, the hosts of the Blue Angels Air Show every year. It's the 80th anniversary of the Blue Angels and also the 250th anniversary, as I'm sure you've heard by now, of our nation. So I have to ask both of you, having done it a long time, you've got a few minutes left, I really want to hear from you. I heard from the kids what their favorite things are about the show. What's your favorite moment in the show or something that every time you see is special to you? What's your favorite
thing? Gosh, we've already touched on it, but the Red Bull jump team. That is my
The Red Bull jump team? So what is that?
That's where they jump out of the helo and land right there at Show Center.
A helicopter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Right there at Show Center.
And it's one of those big, like, long, if I remember right, long parachutes, kind of.
Yep. What, does he carry an American flag, Robbie? Did he have that last year?
Yes, that's right.
He will start, Luke will start off with a flag jump.
Okay.
And
okay,
that's right.
It's incredible. You'll see them and they grab the flag real quick, you know. They pack it up. Then they have to run basically to the parking lot to get picked up in the helo by flown by Aaron Fitzgerald. And then they take them back over to Pensacola Aviation. And they repack up all their gear and get some of their buddies. And then they go. And then they come back. And they're ready. There's four of them that will be jumping later in the show that afternoon.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
That's a lot of fun. What about you, Robbie? I mean, it may change from year to year, but I suspect there might be a couple of things.
I have so many favorite moments. I mean, one thing that I always like to share, and I wish he was listening, but I will somehow find this recording and send it
to
him.
We got it. We put it on our podcast, right on our website.
I will never forget, as some of you guys might remember, Mr. Buckley.
Yes.
And so he had a gentleman, or a child, I should say. He wasn't very old. Kevin Coleman, call him and reach out about wanting to fly our show a decade plus ago. And he had, you know, breaking it into the industry. And so come to find out, we are the first show to ever pay Kevin Coleman.
Really?
A check.
Wow.
And if you also Google Kevin Coleman, he has gone on to do amazing, amazing things in the industry. He is now also sponsored by Red Bull.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, it's incredible. And so we literally have seen him grow as we all have. We all started very young at the Island Authority, and it's just incredible. I got to visit with his wife and his children and his mother. You know, they have a unit at Portofino. They reside in Louisiana. And so I always think that that story is very cool. Also new to the scene this year, I'm very, very excited for the pink jet, Stephanie Getz. And so she'll be flying just what it sounds like, a pink jet.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, she's incredible, female pilot, hot pink flight suit.
I love it.
And but the mission and the awareness is what is so special.
Yeah.
And they're going around the country, and they're wanting to spread awareness about, you know, early prevention and detection of breast cancer.
Right.
And so I think that she might have a spot with Brent Lane tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
And so,
Cat Country, our sister station, 98.7.
Yes. And so we're very excited to welcome her and the team this year. And then, of course, you know, you have some of your fan favorites, like, I mean, Skip Stewart.
Yeah.
That man is a maniac. Let's just all admit it. Mm-hmm. You know, his famous ribbon cutting is just something that obviously is one of my highlights as well.
Well, when I was out there, I got to participate in that in 1 year. That's when it comes through. And so we were on the pier and we're holding the ribbon. And I actually held one end of the ribbon, and then they fly so low that they cut the ribbon. But at that time, I thought, it's over. I'm gone. I'm a goner.
Wow. I know.
Because
it's
coming
crazy.
So fast. And they come right at the pier and then cut. That was one of my favorite experiences in my life. That was amazing.
And then one thing that I guess we haven't really touched on is the military acts that are coming.
Yes.
And so we have been fortunate enough to work with a gentleman named Jacob, call sign Happy. I mean, and he truly is. He's just happy, and he's happy to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And he is active duty. And so he has those connections with a lot of, we have the F-35s coming in.
Oh, wow.
The B-1s, the bone. I mean, those are some things that, you know, he has those connections that he's been able to bring to our show. And so we can't thank him enough for his, you know, hard work that is truly, truly behind the scenes. He doesn't get paid a dime, and it's incredible. Another thing, we're getting to honor Royce Williams.
Yes.
And if you know anything about Royce, you know, he just won the Congressional Medal of Honor. So we're happy to have him.
Well, we're about out of time here. So where can we go to get all this information and the schedule and everything?
Yeah, visit us on visitpensacolabeach.com for all the need to know for Pensacola Beach Air Show.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. It starts tonight with Bands on the Beach. So be sure and check that out at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Robbie Schrock, AJ Powell. We appreciate all that you do. Red, White, and Blues Air Shows this week.
Woo-hoo! Let's go.
Let's go, Blues. Thank you so much for listening to Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And as you're going about your work week today, remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and take a moment to love somebody. Give them a hug right now.